What up? What up? Hope everybody's doing well out here. It is a Sunday, January 23rd, 2021. Yep, 2021. And if you are hearing this today, we have a new president. His name is Joe Biden. Shout out to Joe Biden. And we hope for a fantastic next 4 years. Hopefully we can get through this pandemic and get everybody in a situation where, you know, we can continue to move the human race and the world forward in a positive way. That said, I've been having a pretty good run at betting NFL. Nope, I meant NHL. I've been having a pretty good run betting NHL. Basketball so far, without the fans out there, is it's proven to be somewhat unreliable. It's proven to be somewhat unreliable. For instance, sometime you can rely on some of the powerhouse teams. They're minus eight. They're at home. But we've really, as far as sports handicapping, we've really got an idea of how much the fans, and the fans always, make no mistake about it, the fans are always important. But when it comes to sports betting and handicapping, the fans make a much bigger difference than we ever thought. I mean, there's teams that, you know, they're minus 12 and then they lose by 30. Unbelievable. And of course, the whole point of understanding sports betting is that any team can win, any team can lose. Any team can win, any team can lose. So that said, there's an edge that we look for. The whole point of it is really, first of all, to have, you know, to have fun. Because if you're not having fun, it's like, yeah, what's the point? But the professionals, we tend to look at, we're going to have fun, but we're also looking to win. And there's, you know, everybody has their own system in the way they do it. You can bet three games. Some people bet one game. Some people bet two games. The professionals tend to stay away from the parlays because it's hard enough for you to think that one team is going to win. But to have, you know, four or five or seven teams and you really think that everything is going to line up and all of that, it's definitely a crapshoot. Anyway, basketball, again, has proven to be a little more unreliable than football, say. Actually, this year, usually football is the hardest, especially the NFL, to handicap and to win at. But it's actually been a little better, I think, now that we're deep into the playoffs. We have the NFC and AFC championships today. But I think it's been overall a little more reliable than basketball, and that's college and pro. Speaking of unreliability, can you rely on yourself? I repeat that. Can you rely on yourself? When life calls, will you be able to answer? There's an old saying, the guy that says it can be done and the guy that says it cannot be done are both right. And you probably say, how can that be? How can it be that the guy that says it can be done and the guy that says it can't be done are both right? It's about mindset. It's about mindset. If you wake up and you think, man, this is a terrible day. Well, guess what? You're probably going to have a terrible day. If you wake up and say, yeah, today's going to be okay, well, you're probably going to have an okay day. But if you wake up and you hit play and you got your favorite songs and repeat and shuffle and you do this, you do that, and you don't say anything other than you give the vibe. You're giving yourself the vibe in the mirror that no matter what is going on, no matter who is in your ear, left or right, who's trying to live in your head, no matter who tries to road rage you, that you're going to have a fantastic day, then guess what? You're going to have a fantastic day. And that's possible for the most part because you have to be able to rely on yourself when you can't rely on anybody else. Can you rely on yourself? Can you do it? I remember one time I was at an auto plant. No windows, etc. You can see the people. You can see the clocks. But you can't see outside. I asked the guy, and you constantly are wondering, especially when you're young, what's going on outside? What's going on outside? It's sort of like some of the county jails where, you know, they got it set up where, you know, you can't see outside and they got these little lights and it looks the same at 11 p.m. as it does at 11 a.m. But don't go to jail. There's no place for you. But anyway, I remember asking one guy, you know, hey, man, what's the weather like? He said, man, it's raining out there. I said, my demeanor melted south. Another guy, he overheard our conversation and said, nah, the sun's out. Interesting, right? Guy number one says it's raining out. Guy number two said, nah, the sun's out. When I finally got outside, I looked up and both were wrong. It was snowing. It could have done all three, but my point is you must be able to rely on yourself to get where you want in life. Can you do that? Can you rely on yourself? Happiness and success. Happiness and success has to be carried around you everywhere you go, like a wallet or purse. Let me repeat that. Happiness and success have to be carried around with you everywhere you go, like a wallet or purse. In other words, happiness and success is not something you find. It's not something that drops out of the sky. And it's not something that you cross your fingers for. Happiness and success is hopefully something you not only carry everywhere you go, but something that you bring in the room and something that you bring to others. You ever have a person that no matter what's going on, when they walk into the room, you know it. And it's always a positive. they light up the room, so to speak. Or they light up the party. You ever see people when they come in the door, they're dancing and they having a good time. They're taking happiness and success with them everywhere they go. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you guys have a great Sunday. For all you sports bettors, Kansas City is -3 today. I think the over-under is 54. Green Bay is -3.5. And I believe the over-under is 52, I believe. You know, I don't like either one of those games. They're going to be great games, but as a professional handicapper, I tend not to bet on games where I have zero edge, and I think I have zero edge on either one of those games. Patrick Mahomes is not 100%. Let me repeat that. Patrick Mahomes is not 100%. This is a huge game. Buffalo has not been in this position in years. It could very easily. I think that Kansas City is going to win this game, but I think it's going to come down to a field goal, and I think the experts believe it's going to come down to a field goal, but it could flop. And Kansas City could be down, you know, Buffalo 27, Kansas City 25. And Kansas City needs to kick a field goal, and they don't make it. And I think that's kind of how the game is going to go. I think it's going to be a 2-point or 3-point decision. It's going to be a great game to watch. But just because it's a great game to watch does not mean that you bet on it. There's tons of other games out there that where you have a better edge. And I would say the same thing for the Green Bay game. That's a coin toss. Great matchup. Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady. Defense on both sides, offense on both sides. Both teams know each other pretty well. Have no idea who's going to win. I mean, you could flip a coin. And again, the guy that says Green Bay is going to win and the guy that says Tampa Bay are going to win are both right. Can you rely on yourself? I hope you can. Peace.